Now, very briefly, Dave, why does a hot surface appear to shimmer in the distance?
Okay, when air is hot, it expands, and light will go through hot air slightly faster than cold air. And when light moves from changes its speed at an angle, it will bend, like when it goes into glass or something. So you get lots of kind of turbulence with air moving up, which light will go through faster. So it will bend in all sorts of random directions, and this will change as the air moves, and you get this turbulence effect.
But the same thing makes stars twinkle, doesn't it?
Yeah, you get turbulence up in the atmosphere, which bends the light coming from stars and makes them twinkle on and off. Sometimes it comes towards you, sometimes it goes away from you, and it gets brighter and darker.
Well, on that note, I'm afraid we have run out of time, so we'll just have to shimmer off into the sunset. Thank you very much, Fran, for that question. And thank you also to this week's guests, Chris Vallance, William Boynton and Mark Peplow, and of course our amazing production team here at The Naked Scientist, Diana O'Carroll, Ben Valsler, Miroslav Lingam and Petro Minch. Now, next week, we're going to be solving the mystery of the real Ithaca, because what we call Ithaca today almost certainly isn't the Ithaca that's written about in the Odyssey, the ancient Greek text. So where actually is it, and did it even really exist? Well, now a team of classicists and scholars and archaeologists think they've actually found it, so join us next week to find out what they've found and what else they've uncovered. So that's bringing the stories of ancient Greece to life on The Naked Scientists next time. I'm Chris Smith, thank you for listening, goodbye.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.